Krishna Book, Canto 16, Balaram, Chapter 78, Scene 2, The Story of Romaharshana. Once upon a time, Lord Balaram heard that there was an arrangement being made for a fight between the two rival parties in the Kuru dynasty. One was headed by Duryodhana and the other by the Pandavas. However, Balaram did not like the idea that he was to be only a mediator to stop the fighting. Finding it thus unbearable not to take an active part on behalf of either the parties, Balaram left Dwaraka on the plea of visiting various holy places of pilgrimage. Balaram first of all visited the place of pilgrimage known as Prabhasa Kshetra. Balaram took bath there and pacified the local brahmanas and offered oblations to the demigods, pittas, great sages, and people in general, all in accordance with Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. That is the Vedic method of visiting holy places. After this, accompanied by some respectable brahmanas, Balaram decided to visit different places on the bank of the river Saraswati. Balaram gradually visited such places as Prithudaka, Bindusar, Tritakupa, Sudarshana Tirtha, Vishala Tirtha, Brahma Tirtha, and Chakra Tirtha. And besides these, Balaram also visited all the holy places on the bank of the Saraswati River running towards the east. After this, Balaram visited all the principal holy places on the bank of the Yamuna and on the bank of the Ganges. Thus, Balaram gradually came to the holy place known as Naimisharanya. This holy place, Naimisharanya, is still existing in India, and in ancient times it was especially used for the meetings of great sages and saintly persons with the aim of understanding spiritual life and self-realization. When Lord Balaram visited that place, there was a great sacrifice being performed by a great assembly of transcendentalists. Such meetings were planned to last thousands of years. So when Lord Balaram arrived, all the participants of that meeting, the great sages, ascetics, brahmanas, and learned scholars, immediately rose from their seats and welcomed Lord Balaram with great honor and respect. Some offered Balaram respectful obeisances, and those who were elderly great sages and brahmanas offered Balaram blessings by standing up. After this formality, Lord Balaram was offered a suitable seat, and everyone present worshipped him. Everyone in the assembly stood up in the presence of Balaram because they knew Lord Balaram to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Education or learning means to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although Lord Balaram appeared on earth as a Kshatriya, all the brahmanas and sages stood up because they actually knew who Lord Balaram was. Unfortunately, after being worshipped and seated at his place, Lord Balaram saw Romaharshan, the disciple of Vyasadeva, the literary incarnation of Godhead, was still sitting on the Vyasasan. Romaharshan had neither gotten up from his seat nor offered Balaram respects. Because Romaharshan was seated on the Vyasasan, Romaharshan foolishly thought himself greater than Lord Balaram. Therefore, Romaharshana did not get down from his seat or bow down before Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram then considered the history of Romaharshana. He was born in a Suta or mixed family, born of a Brahmana woman and a Kshatriya man. Therefore, although Roma Harshana considered Balarama Kshatriya, Roma Harshana should not have remained sitting on a higher seat. Lord Balaram considered that Roma Harshana, according to his position by birth, should not have accepted the higher sitting position, because there were many learned brahmanas and sages present. Balaram also observed that Roma Harshana not only did not come down from his exalted seat, but Roma Harshana did not even stand up and offer respects when Balaramaji entered the assembly. Lord Balaram did not like the audacity of Roma Harshana, and so Balaram became very angry with him. When a person is seated on the Vyasasana, one does not generally have to stand up to receive a particular person entering the assembly. But in this case, the situation was different because Lord Baladev is not an ordinary human being. Therefore, although Roma Harshana Sutta was voted to the Vyasas by all the Brahmanas, he should have followed the behavior of all the other learned sages and Brahmanas who were present, and should have known that Lord Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, respects are always due Lord Balaram, even though such respects can be avoided in the case of an ordinary man. The appearances of Krishna and Balaram are especially meant for the re-establishment of religious principles. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the highest religious principle is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam that the topmost perfection of religiousness is to be engaged in the devotional service of Lord Krishna. When Lord Balaram saw that Roma Harshana Sutta did not understand this highest principle of religiousness, in spite of having studied all the Vedas, Balaram certainly could not support Roma Harshana's position. Roma Harshana Sutta had been given a chance to become a perfect Brahmana, but because of his ill behavior in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Roma Harshana's low birth was immediately remembered. Roma Harshana Sutta had been given the position of a Brahmana, but Roma Harshana had not been born in the family of a Brahmana. Roma Harshana had been born in a Pratiloma family. According to the Vedic concept, there are two kinds of mixed family heritage. They are called Anuloma and Pratiloma. When a male is united with a female of a lower caste, the offspring is called Anuloma. But when a male unites with a woman of a higher caste, the offspring is called Pratiloma. Roma Harshana Sutta belonged to the Pratiloma family because his father was a Kshatriya and his mother a Brahmana. Because Roma Harshana's transcendental realization was not perfect, Lord Balaram remembered Roma Harshana's Pratiloma heritage. The idea here is that any man can be given the chance to become a Brahmana, but if one improperly uses the position of a Brahmana without actual realization, then one's elevation to the Brahminical position is not valid. So after seeing the deficiency of realization in Roma Harshana Sutta, Lord Balaram decided to chastise him for being puffed up. Lord Balaram therefore said, "This man is liable to be awarded the death punishment because although he has the good qualification of being a disciple of Lord Vyasadeva, And although he has studied all the Vedic literature from this exalted personality, still he was not submissive in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, a person who is actually a Brahmana is very learned and must automatically become gentle also. In the case of Romaharshana Sutta, although he was very learned and had been given the chance to become a Brahmana, Romaharshana had not become gentle. From this we can understand that when one is puffed up by material acquisition, one cannot acquire the gentle behavior befitting a Brahmana. The learning of such a person is as good as a valuable jewel decorating the hood of a serpent. Despite the valuable jewel on the hood, a serpent is still a serpent and is as fearful as an ordinary serpent. So if a person does not become meek and humble, then all of one's studies of the Vedas and Puranas and one's vast knowledge in the Shastras become simply outward dress, like the costume of a theatrical artist dancing on the stage. Lord Balaram began to consider as follows. I have appeared in order to chastise false persons who are internally impure, but who externally pose themselves to be very learned and religious. My killing of such persons is proper in order to check them from further sinful activity. Lord Balaram had avoided taking part in the battle of Kurukshetra, and yet, because of his position, the re-establishment of religious principles was Balaram's prime duty. Considering these points, Balaram killed Romaharshana Sutta simply by striking him with a kusa straw, which was nothing but a blade of grass. Now, if someone questions how Lord Balaram could kill Romaharshana Sutta simply by striking him with a blade of kusa grass, the answer is given in Srimad Bhagavatam by the use of the word Prabhu, Master. Lord Balaram's position is always transcendental, and because he is omnipotent, Balaram can act as he likes without being obliged to the material laws and principles. Thus it was possible for Balaram to kill Romaharshana Sutta simply by striking him with a blade of kusha grass. Thus ends Chapter 78, Scene 2, The Story of Romaharshana Sutta. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.